In today's gospel, we hear perhaps the most loved and one of the most powerful quotes from all of Scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. One of the things that can be a great danger to our spiritual life, and I think this is a trap that a lot of people fall in, is the idea that we can earn our own way to heaven by being good people. I think that's a pretty common idea. People will say, you know, if you're a good person, you go to heaven. If you're a bad person and you do bad things, you go to hell. But that's not quite how it works. And you'll hear people, it's a little more indirect, but some people say that they don't need to go to church or they don't need organized religion because they can on their own, serve God and do what they need to do to get to heaven. You know, they don't need the sacraments, they can worship how they want. Some people prefer to be out in nature, just do their own thing. So if we look at that thought process, what's wrong with it? Well, the first problem with it is that it's kind of narcissistic. It focuses us on ourselves, which is never a good starting point. You know, if we're focused on our own good deeds or what we think we need to do in order to attain salvation, it's all focused on ourselves, and that's dangerous. But the second thing that's wrong with it is if that's the case, if we can just do good works and earn our own way to heaven, what that means is that we don't need Jesus Christ. And we don't need his church. And that's the greatest danger in that thought process. There was an individual in the early church by the name of Pelagius. And he started teaching that if a person was just strong enough in their faith and they avoided sin and they could do good, then they could get to heaven without the necessity of the sacraments in Christ. And that's the Pelagian heresy, which the church rejected. So what's the truth? Well, the truth is what makes us right before God is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the action of redemption, which he offered on the cross. That's what makes us pleasing to God and atones for sin. And that's something that comes entirely 100% from Jesus Christ and his initiative, not what we do. In our second reading today, St. Paul says that we were dead in our transgressions. Every single one of us was born in a state of spiritual death, meaning we have no divine life in our souls. We were dead. We can't label ourselves as being good people. Oh, well, I've done some good things. I'm okay before God. No, we are dead in our transgressions because of the state that we're born in and also any personal sin that we've committed in our lives. And St. Paul goes on to say we were brought to life with Christ. By grace, we have been saved. Grace is a free gift from God. It's him who by his sacrifice brings us to life. And St. Paul goes on to say it is not from works so that no one may boast. If we can earn our own way to heaven, we can say, look at me, look at what I did. I've been a good person. I've earned salvation. And that's not how it works. Salvation is a free gift from Jesus Christ that he gives to us out of love. And if we just think about baptism, it's faith that leads us to baptism. And that's what purifies our sin and brings us into the church. And if a person is baptized on their deathbed and dies immediately, they go straight to heaven. And what do we do to earn baptism? Nothing. It's free. Now, once we're made right with God, and once our sins are washed away in baptism, and we become members of the church, then we do need to respond with good works and serve our Lord faithfully. And the more faithfully we serve him, the more merit we can earn. But that comes after we're made right with God, after our justification. Now, I think this truth should impact our relationship with Jesus Christ in a very deep and a fundamental way. The realization that we can't earn salvation. Because what that means is that without Jesus Christ and without what he's done for us, we would never be right with God. You know, we would be separated from him for all eternity without Jesus Christ. But with him, we can have eternal life in the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. It should produce in us a deep and a profound spirit of gratitude and a deep and profound realization of our dependence upon Jesus Christ. You know, our Lord has given us everything that's good and lasting and truly meaningful in our life. It comes from Jesus Christ. There is nobody who has loved us with a deeper love than Jesus Christ has. And there's nobody that's been as patient with us, with as many times as we've turned away and drifted as our Lord has. And there is nobody who has sacrificed as much for our sake as he has. You know, if we're focused on our good works and what we're doing, what that means is that we're not focused on Jesus Christ. We become very self-centered. And the reality is we need to be focused on Christ, and we need to recognize just how much we owe him and how dependent we are on him. In our gospel today, Christ is so clear in his mission. And we can just sense his total determination in the selflessness with which he prepares for his passion and death. You know, he says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He's talking about how he'll be lifted up on the cross. And then he goes on to say, to talk about his sacrifice, how the Father will offer his Son in sacrifice. He is so clear and so determined in his desire to bring us to salvation. And I think so often we're not focused on that. You know, we drift and we get focused on all sorts of other things. We get focused on our careers, on the next promotion, on our material possessions, our friends, our schoolwork. You know, we get focused on so many different things that we lose sight of what God is focused on. And what that can cause is we can end up becoming very lukewarm or uncaring in our relationship with our Lord if we think that we can do it ourselves and we're not focused on him, or if we get distracted by other things. And so I think, especially at this point in Lent, as we hear these readings, it's a time for us to refocus on what's truly important. You know, perhaps it's good for us to stay focused on what God is focused on, which is our redemption, leading our salvation. You know, that's what truly matters. And most of all, for us to recognize who it is that provides immeasurable riches to our lives. Who is it that enriches us with everything that's good and that's true? Because the reality is we can't earn heaven on our own. It's a free gift from Jesus Christ. And so we have every reason to be grateful to our Lord and to love him and to stay focused on him, because he's the source of everything that's good. For as our gospel said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life."